This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Hike. A couple of years ago, we spoke with Damian Bookman about his vision for a different kind of gym. When it's built, the Ability Center will be a community sports center for people of all abilities, whether they need a wheelchair or canes or can move freely. Bookman himself suffered from childhood cancer and almost lost both legs, but he grew up to be an active, athletic adult and wanted to give others the opportunity as well.
As part of his goal to give disabled people not only access but opportunity, he set his sights on making more of Milwaukee available to everyone, starting at Bradford Beach.
Ramp Up Milwaukee is a crowd-funded plan to make recreational wheelchairs available there to people who need them, and eventually to build and install ramps that will take people all the way to the water.
Damian Bookman, along with Kyle Wilcombe of SRH Marketing, join me in the studio now. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
So, Damian, it has been a while since you and I chatted. What's been going on with the Ability Center?
It has. The Ability Center, it's going well. It's amazing to see the stream of consciousness in Milwaukee and the greater area for the need of accessibility and universal access and the idea of people with disabilities having less than. So while we're still not built, we are picking up the pace and people are excited to see the project continue to move forward.
So with something like what's going on with this beach party, why haven't people paid attention to this before? Why hasn't it happened before?
You know, I think it's not in people's face enough to an extent. So the idea for me was always that I thought that the actual Ability Center building would be a catalyst to create accessibility and universal access throughout our area. Unfortunately, that's taking us a little longer than we expected. So we decided we'd flip the script and just start making Milwaukee accessible through our Ramp Up MKE initiative. And the concept there is anything that's recreational-based, fitness-based, or athletic-based that we can take and make a small change in and create access and opportunity for people with disabilities in our community, that's what we're doing. And so we thought we'd start with Bradford Beach. Pretty simple to put a couple of beach chairs down there and actually give people with mobility impairments the opportunity to simply access the beach that we all love, access the water we all love, and enjoy recreation at the same time.
So how are you making it accessible?
So we actually have a campaign going on GoFundMe right now, and we have a goal of raising $5,000, which will bring two what are called Eagle beach chairs down to the beach. So these are extremely large tires, very airy, able to actually access and push on the sand versus if you're in your everyday chair, what it's called, you're not able to access the sand. As soon as you would hit it, you would sink kind of like you were in quicksand. So this allows people to access the entire beach in its entirety who have mobility impairments. Now, the other side is long-term plan. We've brought in the county parks on this project as well, who have been an amazing, amazing contributor to everything we're doing and very supportive, as well as a group called Kelly's Greenscapes. And we're going to build permanent ramps that get you down to a certain point of access where we'll continue temporary matting, seasonal matting that will get people all the way to the water. So not just access the beach. You know, there's something interesting about accessibility. Sometimes we'll go minimalist, and as long as somebody can get there, we feel like we've done enough. And that's what I call access. But that's not opportunity, right? What happens when you get to the end of the ramp? Where do you go now? What do you do next if all you have is your everyday chair? These beach chairs allow that opportunity to explore.
So it's really a two-part thing going.
You've
it will
got be.
The beach chairs themselves, which allow mobility once you're there, but then you have to get to the chairs.
Yeah, you have to be able to get to the chairs, absolutely, and get down to the beach as well. So these ramps will allow that access.
So what is the idea with the beach chairs? Are they available to anyone who needs them? Do you sign them out? Do you reserve them? How does that work?
Some of the logistics are going to be worked out, but for every $2,500 we raise, we'll be able to put another beach chair down at Bradford. So they are something that people will be able to check out through the parks or through some of the other activities down there. We're working out some of the logistics with them for now on what that's going to be and what that's going to look like. But they'll be available. They'll be there for people to use and not at a fee for free.
Now, Kyle, you're on the PR side of this. What are some of the challenges that you find? I mean, people seem willing and interested in making things accessible. How do you have to sell it to folks?
Well, to an extent, it's been very interesting because people do want to help, but they also don't want to put themselves on display and say, yeah, we are not the most accessible place in the world. And that's why it's been great that the parks has stepped up and said, this beach area is very difficult for people in wheelchairs to access. And they've made it very easy for us to come in and do a campaign like this one to say, we need to ramp up Milwaukee and we need to provide some access to areas that may not have it in the best way.
You're hoping to take the success of this and then move it forward with other organizations or other governmental bodies?
Correct. And we want to make tangible steps towards accessibility. And we want to pay that off in the end with the building of the Ability Center, which is a larger fitness center that allows people with disabilities to work out and access fitness alongside people who are able-bodied. And so we want to take steps that move us forward in that direction and allow people to see it in tangible ways throughout the city as we get closer.
Do you find any resistance from the able-bodied, or are people pretty reasonable about this?
Well, 25 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed, and we just celebrated the 25th anniversary, and we've kind of found that that has done a lot for people with disabilities, but it hasn't gone far enough. So there are still there are disproportionate levels of sickness, sadness, death, and that's coming from the Center of Disease Control for people with disabilities. So there have been large steps being taken, and people have been excited about this in the past, but we also feel like it can go further, and this is one way to make that happen.
I think it's one of those things that you have to keep reminding people. It's like you think you've achieved it and then there's more to do.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Let me tell you, the whole vision of the Ability Center and any of your things surrounded around access and opportunity for me comes from my own experience, right? 13 and 14 years old, I was diagnosed with childhood cancer. I realized the idea that from one day you can go from perfectly an able-bodied athlete to the next day have some level of disability. I've known my long-term likelihood of being a bilateral above-knee amputee is in my future. It's surprising I'm not yet. So I've looked around the world and I said, what do I want to access in the future? What should I be able to access? What is this concept of people? And I think we spoke about this last year of this demographic we all belong to called TABS, which stands for temporarily able-bodied. You know, disease, accident, or old age, we're all going to have a need for greater access at some point. It's not something that's escapable, period. Our bodies are working today and may only slow down tomorrow. So what happens when you reach that age and you have grandkids? What happens if tomorrow an accident happens and you have your children and you guys want to go to the beach and you can't, or go to a fitness center and you can't, or access anything that you truly enjoy that suddenly is not open to you anymore? There's been some great things as we've already launched the campaign that have come through on our social media sites as well as our website, and people who have said, this is going to be great. I've done nothing but avoid the beach whenever my friends invite me, and I always turn them down and I can't attend those things. To be able, with a small contribution, open the beach to tens of thousands of Milwaukeeans who don't have access, I think is a pretty significant step towards, pun intended, ramping up, you know, the ADA from 25 years ago.
So where are the ramps going to go? What's the plan? If you're looking at that wonderful kind of 1930s Bradford Beach, beach house, is it somewhere around there?
Right. So there would be a main, you know, kind of glorious overdone ramp right off of the beach house right down there, right? That's, again, you know, this works for mothers with strollers. This works for people with big coolers. This works for somebody who may have gotten injured while throwing a frisbee or sprained an ankle down on the beach. This works for everybody, right? A ramp versus steps. So that ramp will be accessible right off of the beach house. But if you look to the north and south just by about 100 yards or so, there are small minimal access points that can get somebody maybe 2-3 feet on the beach. We're going to expand those to about 60 feet down onto the beach from there, where you'll be able to access the rest with the chairs.
What about parking, though? Because one of the things that needs to happen would be to be able to get somebody out who is in a chair, say,
yeah.
You know.
They have a handful of accessible spots on the south end of the beach, as well as directly across the street from the beach house. I would hope that they see a need as we bring more people and open it to more people, that they would add additional accessible spaces, parking spaces down near Bradford.
So timeline, obviously you need to raise the money. Once you do raise the money, what are we looking at?
So this phase one, we're already at $3,000 before we've even really publicly launched the campaign outside of our own network. So we've got about another $2,000 to go. But the key is every $2,500 is another chair. So we'd love to blow that out of the water. But then from there, phase two and phase three will be these additional ramps. And so we see roughly a 2-3 year phase plan in order to bring that down to the beach.
So a little more work to go.
A little more work to go. But the key, I think, that's so significant is that the beach chairs just allow that instant access, whether there are ramps or not. And the idea of working collaboratively as a community to bring this down there versus somebody who's maybe in a threatening manner of this is supposed to be made accessible by the ADA to me. The problem with that is we get into a mentality of minimalist, right? Let me just meet those simple ADA requirements that to me I call the code of law, not the code of people and what their real need is. So then you end up with a ramp, like we talked about, that just gets you to the beach. And that's access. Again, as I spoke about earlier, that's not opportunity.
It's the letter of the law, not necessarily.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think is so beautiful about this work that we're doing together with these partners, including the county parks, to bring this down there, is it's coming from a better space. It's coming from a better energy. It's coming from a better heart space that we need to make this open, not just accessible.
Damien and Kyle, thank you both so much for coming in today and telling us about this.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Damien Bookman is the founder of the Ability Center and the organizer of the crowd-funded Ramp Up Milwaukee project. Kyle Wilkham works for SRH Marketing.
Milwaukee's first accessible beach party happens this Saturday at Bradford Beach. And if you're interested in learning more about the event or how to donate, there's a link at wuwm.com.